Using borrowed chords in Jungle, advanced level, we're in Ableton Live, and we're going after that deep, late night, London at 3 a.m. emotional pull without accidentally turning the tune into jazz homework. The whole idea today is modal interchange, borrowed chords, but used like a jungle producer, sparingly, rhythmically, and always with a bass in mind. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar musical loop with a solid home progression for the first 8 bars, then an 8-bar response, where we introduce two borrowed colors that feel like a real turning point. And we'll do it with a clean workflow, a chord bus, tight voicings, syncopated stabs, and a little bit of automation to make the borrowed moment feel intentional. All right, first, set your tempo to something jungle-friendly, 165 to 170 BPM. I'm going to park it at 168 for key. Pick something that gives you weight in the subs and doesn't fight typical bass sound design. F minor is perfect. So let's use F minor as the example. Now create a single MIDI track and name it Chords Bus. Even if you end up layering sounds, this is your control center. We're going to keep your chord world glued together and out of the way of the low end. On Chords Bus, drop an EQ8 first. High pass it, 24 dB slope, somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. Don't overthink the exact number yet. It depends on your bass later. But the principle is non-negotiable. Chords do not get to own the sub in jungle. The bass owns the root. The chords own the emotion. Next, add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. We're not smashing. We're just making the layers behave like one thing. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 2 to 5 dB. Subtle. You're adding density, not fuzz. Optional. But vary on style. Chorus ensemble. Keep it slow, amount maybe 10 to 25%, and widen it a bit, like 120 to 160%. If it starts sounding like EDM Super Saw Land, back it off. Jungle width is sneaky, not shiny. Cool, now we need a home progression. In F minor, a classic jungle foundation is I to VI to Roman 7 back to I. That's F minor, D flat major, E flat major, back to F minor. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip and start super plain. One chord per bar. So bar 1 F minor, bar 2 D flat, bar 3 E flat, bar 4 F minor. Repeat that for bars 5 through 8. For now it's just a block. We're going to jungleize the rhythm later. Now, before we borrow anything, quick coach note. Think borrowed function, not borrowed chord names. You're not doing this to show theory knowledge. You're choosing a borrowed chord because you want it to do a job. Do you want a trapdoor back to tonic? Do you want a brief lift like a streetlight flickering on? Or do you want suspense while the bass stays steady? Today we'll use two classic functions for jungle. 1. The woe moment. The flat 2 chord. The Neapolitan. Borrowed from Phrygian. 2. A quick lift. The Roman 4 chord borrowed from the parallel major. So an F, that B Roman 2 chord is G flat major. And the borrowed Roman 4 from F major is B flat major. Here's our clan. Bars 1 to 8 stay home. Bars 9 to 16 become a response section, where we introduce those two borrowed colors, but we keep coming back to F minor so the tune doesn't lose gravity. Create a second 8-bar phrase, bars 9 through 16, like this. Bar 9, D flat major. Bar 10, G flat major. That's your B Roman 2 borrowed hit. Bar 11, F minor. Bar 12, E flat major. Bar 13, B flat major. Borrowed Roman 4 from F major. Bar 14, D flat major. Bar 15, E flat major. Bar 16. F minor. Listen to the storyline. D flat sets it up. G flat is the twist. F minor recenters and B flat gives a lift before you fall back into the darker home base. That's the kind of tension and release jungle loves. Now we make it sound like jungle instead of block chords. This is where voicing matters. Rule 1. Do not put chord roots down low. Keep anything below roughly C3 out of there. You want the bass to define the root, and you want your chord voicings floating in the mids and highs. Rule 2. Keep common tones when you can. If a borrowed chord ever feels random, it's usually not the chord choice. It's voice leading. The hack is, try to keep two notes the same between chords, and only move one note, ideally by a semitone or a whole tone. That makes the borrowed moment feel like it belongs. Let's do some practical voicing suggestions, and I want you to think upper structures, not full triads. For F minor, instead of F abc, try abc g. That's like an FM add 9 flavor without the root. It instantly feels more modern and less trancy. For D flat, instead of db F ab, try F ab ab. Again, no root. Same idea. For E flat, try G B B F. nice and open. For G flat, the B Roman 2, you can imply it without slamming the root. Try B B D B F. That's basically the upper part of a G flat chord. It'll read as that borrowed hit, but it won't drag mud into your low mids. And for B flat, the borrowed Roman 4, try D F C. That D natural is a bright little flag that says, new mode, without you having to explain anything. Just be careful, because we're in F minor, that D natural is a real color. If it feels too happy, voice it higher or use it as a quick stab instead of a long hold. In Ableton, here's a fast way to get these voicings. Write the triads, then start inverting. Take the lowest note and push it up an octave until the chord stops sounding like a keyboard lesson, and starts sounding like it's hovering. Alright, rhythm. Jungle harmony is rarely long-sustained pads doing four-on-the-floor things. It stabs, syncopation, and negative space. Set your MIDI grid to 1/16. Now take each bar and try a simple, effective stab rhythm. A short hit on beat 1, another hit on the end of 2, and then a longer hit on beat 4. Keep the lengths tight, 1/16 to 1/8 for most stabs. Occasionally, maybe once every 4 bars, let one chord wash for half a bar with a filter sweep so it blooms. That contrast is gold. Now add velocity variation. Make your main hit strong, like 90 to 110. Then add one or two ghost hits in the phrase, like 45 to 70 velocity. That's how you get that sampled, human, slightly uneven feel without even sampling yet. And here's an advanced trick, micro-grace notes. Right before the borrowed chord hit, especially that G flat bar, take one chord tone and slide it up a semitone for a super short 1/32 or 1/16, like a little pitch blip. It mimics old sampler behavior, and it makes the borrowed hit feel like a different record got touched for a second. Now let's build a stock Ableton chord sound that fits this. Put an instrument rack on the chord track, and we'll do two layers, a body layer and an edge layer. This is classic, clean core plus a bit of rave bite. Layer A, the body. Use wave-eatable. Start with a saw wave. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount low. Low pass filter, 24 dB. Cut off somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz depending on how bright your drums are. Shape the amp envelope like a stab. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so it doesn't click. Decay 300 to 700 ms. Sustain low, like 0 to 20%. Release 200 to 500 ms. Then add auto filter after it for movement. Put a subtle LFO on cutoff. Slow rate like 1/4 or 1/2. Tiny amount, just enough to make repeated stabs feel alive. Layer B, the edge. Use operator. Simple algorithm. Osc a straight out. Try square or saw. Shorter envelope than layer A, so it adds bite and gets out of the way. Then add redux very lightly. Downsample maybe 2 to 6. We're not trying to destroy it. We're giving it a tiny crunchy halo. Now group processing. You can do it inside the rack or on the bus. Add another saturator if needed, 2 to 4 dB drive, then hybrid reverb, plate or small hall, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, high cut around 6 to 10 kHz, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and keep the wet modest, like 8 to 18%. In drum and bass, too much reverb is how you turn a crisp break into soup. If you want the classic send vibe, put your main reverb on a return track and send to it. That keeps your mix cleaner and makes automation way easier. Now the big moment, making the borrowed chord announce itself. Because if you just drop in a G flat once, it can sound like a mistake. We want it to feel like a decision. On the bar with G flat, automate one or two things. First, auto filter cutoff. Close it slightly right before the hit. Then open it after. That little inhale exhale makes the chord feel like an event. Second, bump the reverb send just for that stab, like 1 or 2 dB more send. Not louder in volume, more space. Third, if you want it to feel like the tape changed, automate saturator drive up just for that hit, or automate redux downsample a touch higher for that one stab only. Micro automation is very jungle, it implies you switched samples, even though you didn't. Also, tie harmony to groove. Here's a pro move, when the B Roman 2 chord hits, simplify the drums for half a bar. Drop a hat layer, remove a ghost note, or do a tiny kick dropout for one beat. The harmony will pop without you turning the chords up. Now, arrangement. Here's a 16-bar structure that actually rolls. Bars 1 to 4, drums and bass only. Maybe one little teaser stab, super filtered, just to hint at the key. Bars 5 to 8, home progression, stabs, keep it hypnotic. Bars 9 to 12, bring in the borrowed section and introduce the G flat B Roman 2 as the turning point. Bars 13 to 16, bring in the B-flat borrowed Roman 4 for that brief lift, then land back on F minor, and a very drum and bass trick, right before your drop, let the chords disappear for a bar, or even for two beats. Leave only a reverb tail. The absence makes the return hit way harder than simply adding more layers. Quick troubleshooting, because these are the common advanced mistakes. If you're borrowing too many chords too fast, it stops being hypnosis and starts being a theory demo. Pick one bold borrowed color and maybe one supportive lift. Repeat them so the listener recognizes the move. If your low end is muddy, you probably left roots in your chord voicings or your high pass is too low. Omit roots. High pass. Let the bass be the boss. If the borrowed chord sounds wrong instead of tense, fix voice leading. Keep common tones pinned and move just one note, and don't drown it in reverb. Use predelay and high cut, and keep your wet levels sing. Now, one advanced workflow upgrade that gets you closer to that sampled Dira feel. Resample your chord loop. Freeze and flatten the chord track, or resample it to audio. Drop that audio into simpler in slice mode. Slice by transients or by 1/8 notes. Now play the slices like a kit. You'll naturally get that chopped, swung, human jungle phrasing. And inside simpler, map velocity to filter frequency just a bit, so harder hits are brighter. That's instant life. If you want extra width without a messy mix, do banded imaging. Split your chords into two bands, low mid band, high pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz. Keep it mostly mono with utility width around 0 to 40%. High band, high pass around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz, widen to around 140 to 170%. Now you get wide shimmer, but your core stays punchy and centered. Before we wrap, here's a mini ear training exercise you can do fast. Make a 4-bar IVI Roman 7-I loop in a minor key. Then do 4 variations where you only change one thing each time. One variation replaces VI with B Roman 2 for that trapdoor tonic vibe. One replaces Roman 7 with Roman 4 from the major for the lift. One gives you a bittersweet eye-to-eye moment, tonic minor to tonic major, used carefully. And one keeps the chords the same but introduces a single borrowed note, like D natural in F minor voicings. Keep the rhythm identical across all four, so you actually hear harmony, not arrangement changes. Then bounce to audio and chop two or three hits. If one variation instantly feels like a tune, that's your signature borrowed move. Recap. Borrowed chords in jungle are modal interchange used for function, tension, lift, and drama. This audio version is shortened for playback.